stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
All right, Radio BAM, Sears 28 Faction. I'm here with Chad I. Ginsburg, Cleveland, Mickey B., and I'm in New Hope. And first of all, I just went to court for a prior incident in New Hope. And basically, to sum it all up, I got a disorderly conduct, and this is what happened, long story short. I'm at John and Peter's to watch Mickey from Ween's side project play, and basically I was shouting and clapping, and some lady in front of me says, "Pipe down." And I said, "What? Fuck you, bitch. The louder you scream, the more that the band appreciates it." So I said, "I'm going to ruin your day and do it even louder just to piss you off." So we're kind of going back and forth, 20 minutes of this bullshit. Finally, the boyfriend can't take it anymore. So he throws hot wax on me and sprints out the door. I run out after him. He's frantically starting his car, and I slap the front hood. He floors it and takes off. Hit and run, not to mention probably a DUI, and I'm the one in trouble for disorderly conduct because I was shouting outside. And she said, "The fact that you took it outside is what makes it a disorderly conduct." I didn't take it outside. The fucker threw hot wax on me and then ran outside. So I was forced to argue outside. You know, and it's like...
She said you should have stayed inside.
If I would have stayed inside, I'd be known as the biggest pussy in New Hope. "Oh, here comes the pussy from New Hope, fam. Dude, did you know that somebody dumped hot wax all over him and he just sat there like a pussy and let him leave?"
Right. But the law doesn't allow people to take their own street advantage. We all can't be vigilantes. There's got to be a line for it. Starts very early.
I would love this. I would love to have the judge be out here sitting down and I pay a bum to come up and dump hot wax on her, and I guarantee she'll be like, "You motherfucker, what are you thinking?" And I'd be like, "Look, you're being loud and disorderly conduct." She'd be like, "Well, of course I am. He just put hot wax on me. It's hot wax. Do you know what that is? Of course I'm going to shout." And I'd be like, "See, disorderly conduct. I'm giving you one now." You know damn well, if somebody dumped hot wax on her, she'd be like, "What are you thinking?" And I'd be like, "You're being loud and you're disorderly and you're outside."
You're doing it again. You're outside right now. At John and Peter's, the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
And you're being disorderly once again. You don't know when to shut up.
I can't be that loud here.
No, you can, I guess. I guess you can't do it.
I can't say the F word that loud. It says, "Put your hand on the Bible. Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth?" Yeah, I do.
And you did.
And I did, and I get in trouble for it. But I mean, like, how do you define how loud you could argue outside? Does it depend on what time of night it is? Does it depend on what kind of language you're using? What if I was shouting in Finnish and it wasn't an argument? I'm like, "My waposka, get to the Tuska." But the fact, yeah, you know, is that okay? Or if I'm just like, "What, mother?" Like, I think everyone is forgetting the main objective. I got hit by a car. I could have been killed. Am I going to press charges on somebody who probably doesn't have any money?
No, and he didn't.
And they're going to be like, "The guy with two Lamborghinis is suing me for money."
Right.
"You think I got any money?
No,
he's got two Lamborghinis. He's suing me for money."
But you truly could have been killed.
It's about the principle, because they're forgetting the main objective. I could have been killed. I got run over by a car. It doesn't matter if I spilled a drink on somebody or dumped a drink on somebody or somebody threw hot wax on me or we go outside and argue about who's right and who's wrong, none of that matters anymore. I got hit by a fucking car.
And he could have gone reverse. He could have gone reverse and drove around. He didn't have to step on the gas and run you over.
That's why I decided to tell the truth, because they don't mention what they do wrong. They just mention what I do wrong.
And he was driving drunk.
He was being completely belligerent, so I told him to pipe down. And then next thing you know, he's throwing a drink at my fiance. And then next thing you know, we're frantically trying to start our car, scared for our life, and we just took off.
We felt threatened.
Did you forget to mention on top of me? You took off on top of me. You're forgetting that. So, Your Honor, we just took off skidding. Yeah, with me on your hood. You were scared for your life because I said you're not going anywhere. I was scared for my life because you were driving over me.
First off, who wouldn't confront someone who throws hot wax on them? That's like spitting in someone's face. Worse, actually.
It's way worse.
Who's not going to...
Spit on somebody's face is just a rude, crude move. Dumping hot wax, you could get burns. And my clothes were ruined. There's wax all over my ear and face and eyeball.
Pussy of Nero, man.
Like
you said.
And then she goes, the judge goes, well, there's such thing as writing down a license plate.
Right.
Okay, it's 1 a.m. and I'm sprinting outside to chase the guy. Do you think that I'm going to have time to grab a fucking pen? Or drunk at 1 a.m, do you think I'm going to memorize XZ2413, whether it's a Pennsylvania or New Jersey plate?
Like it's called a square with writing on it?
Well, not to mention,
she was nice to you, actually.
She was.
Consider things in a human perspective. She wasn't just going by the book. She would have given you up. She made a funny face when you implicated yourself and you said you went out after him and put your hands on his car. She went and made a face like, why did you just say that? You just... And then she said,
well, the meter maid puts her hands on cars when she puts tickets in.
But if you had said nothing...
We thought the main thing was that
I'm talking, motherfucker. Go ahead, fucking clean.
No, I know what you're saying. If I never would have said that I'd done
that,
it's pretty much...
There'd be nothing to say.
Yeah.
It'd be his word against yours, and there's no proof his word's true. Until you said it was.
Manchester, New Hampshire. Down that war in the girls. New Haven, Connecticut. Down that war in the girls. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Down that war in the girls. Memphis, Tennessee. Down that war in the girls. Down that war in the girls. Tell me if you're tired and just my us. Down that war in the girls. Remember, I'm in jail, it's a prison too. Emergency room, turn up.
Lincoln, 3 years in Michigan.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
No, they said that I was on top of his car jumping up and down on it. When I didn't, I just walked up and smacked the hood.
The jumping up and down is the incident. The causing a scene in the middle of the street was the incident.
Of course I had to cause a scene, because he poured hot wax on me.
You say you don't remember any scene. She can't convict you for what you don't remember.
The scene was him running me over. That was the scene.
There was no true evidence. The officer got there way after the fact.
The evidence is all over me. I'm covered in hot wax. That's evidence. His dented car is also evidence, because I tumbled all over it.
If you maybe would have stayed quiet and let somebody say, well, where's the evidence that my client did anything wrong that night? There is none. Until you say, I did something wrong that night.
I didn't.
But you told them, you went and confronted the guy, which in the books of the law is you can't street vengeance. You're not a vigilante. You have to call someone who's appointed to deal with that kind of shit.
You know what else? Like, no. And
fine prison.
And you have to word things right. Like, yeah. It's all about wording things right. Like, well, did you smack the hood? Did you punch the hood? Now, when you punched the hood, was it open-handed or closed-fisted, or was it to the side, or like? If I would have said I smacked the hood,
he called me a bitch. He said that I was fat. What else did he say? He called me a motherfucker. He called me a slut.
Who cares? Sticks and stones.
We encourage you.
Sticks and stones. You're scared for your life. Names will never hurt you.
The guy
and I'm not gonna punch you.
The guy was very persistent that he's saying that you threw a pint glass at him.
Yeah. I so didn't. You know what? This is what happened. He threw the hot wax on me, and as he was running out, I grabbed my drink and tried to hit him.
You told the officer that.
Yeah, I splashed the drink on him.
The judge that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say that I threw a pine glass at him.
Right.
But that's what he claimed that you did.
I didn't.
You splashed your drink at him.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't after getting hit with hot wax?
Had he not sprinted out the door after throwing hot wax on me, I would have preferred to have it inside, but he sprinted out the door, so I'm forced to do it outside. If you turn the tables and I was the one who floored it at somebody and I threw hot wax on somebody, I'd be paying some dickhead $100,000 for my actions.
Right.
Yeah.
But not if the police weren't there at the time and didn't see the incident.
Believe me, I'd be paying $100,000.
He's not suing you for the damage to his car, which he claims you did either.
He better not. He ran me the fuck over.
That's what the damage is from you rolling over his car.
Both ended up with disorderly conduct. He didn't think he deserved one.
I couldn't believe that.
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, you know what? When you're medium buzzing and you do what you did, and then you keep talking about it, you start to believe your own story. You know what I mean? Like, so babe, dude, like, he was, like, jumping on the hood, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he kind
of
was.
All right, so the son of a bitch was jumping on the hood.
The whole time you were talking.
So the reason why I floored it is because he was denting my hood, right? Right, babe? Right, guys? Yeah, right, guys.
The whole time.
All right, so that's the story, then. So because, you know, like, you start to believe your own story.
If you hadn't said a thing, there's no proof of guilt. But when you admitted to your guilt, the judge said, you just told me you did this. You didn't have to say anything.
I felt like I needed to.
You'd stay good. I thought you were going to stay that way.
You put your hands on his car? Of course. He threw hot wax on me. Who wouldn't?
Their story.
Who wouldn't smack his hood?
Their two stories didn't match up either way. The girls and the guys.
They figured that you could have stayed inside, let him drive away, and let
then
him
I'd be, bam, Margera, the pussy of New Hope.
But they don't give a shit about that.
I do.
Okay.
If you had any self-respect for yourself,
anyone.
The only motherfucking option, if you had any self-respect for yourself, is to walk out the door and confront the motherfucker about pouring hot wax on you.
I agree.
But they're looking at it as you could have avoided the whole thing and stayed inside and said, fuck it. Like, who cares what people think?
What is he, Gandhi? Like, come on.
Am I the pussy? I would be the pussy of yours.
You see this guy, Dean? Last time this guy was here, yo, Brian, last time this guy was here, some dude poured hot wax all over his fucking ass, and what did he do? He sat there like a pussy. He let the guy walk out the door. He didn't do no nothing, dude. He didn't do no nothing. He sat there like a fucking pussy.
That's street justice, but on the other end, the law says you're not, she said you're supposed to take the higher road by not reacting.
And be a passive.
The bigger guy would have called the proper thing and not dealt with it himself. That's what
it would have taken a bigger person to not do anything.
You were way too loud when you were yelling about having hot wax poured all over me. Like
yeah.
You're too loud.
Yeah.
Well, it fucking hurts.
Yeah. You didn't explain that well.
You're too loud. You're getting disorderly conduct. It hurts. It hurt,
and I love how there honestly is two sides to every story, because I have my side and then I hear his side. His side is he was scared for his life. That's why he floored it and ran me over, because he was scared because I came up and smacked his car and I said, you're not fucking going anywhere. So he's terrified for his life.
They weren't talking about what happened on the inside. They only cared about whatever happened on the outside.
What if you got hot wax poured on the outside and you screamed and someone called the cops?
If you had said I was in a panic burning from hot wax and I ran out there on fire.
That was your first reaction.
Yeah. If you had said you were reacting to the hot wax being burning you,
what you
turned it into is you told them that you were angry about the hot wax.
Dude, like judges can just do whatever they want. Like, you were screaming late at night,
they
waking
really
people
can.
Up because he lit me on fire. When I'm on fire, I go, oh, I'm on fire! Well, you shouldn't have been so loud. You were waking people up, causing a disturbance.
True.
All right, bitch, let me light you on fire and see if you don't scream. I just think that it's so wrong. I think it's so wrong that...
He had no choice because he implicated himself.
Yeah.
From what was written on the report was exactly what Bam admitted.
I mean, you're being cut and dried, and that is true. That is. But I'm playing the devil's advocate and saying, like, what he said. He got hit by a car.
There was no way for her to say you were innocent of that charge.
She turned it into something completely different. She ignored the fact that he got hit by a car and turned it into disorderly conduct.
Next time, don't call the police if you get in something that you don't think is...
It's just un-fucking believable.
He encouraged him to. I mean, he was laying on the ground, rolling around, like, in pain. Like,
only call the police if you're dead.
That's the moral of the story. You wonder why people don't call the cops.
Fuck, I'm dead. I better call the police.
God.
Yeah, call them when you're dead.
Yeah.
They won't be able to help.
It doesn't usually lead to helping you out. Cops have hurt me a lot more than they've helped me, I'll tell you that.
God damn. And like, isn't it fucked that a judge, one person, can make whatever decision they want?
Right.
That's America.
If they're in a bad mood or a good mood.
She was nice to you, dude. She wasn't in a
no,
bad mood.
No, she was nice, yes. But I'm saying, if you're a judge,
yep.
It's whatever they want.
Yep.
Like
you have someone that much power, man.
Yeah, if she just got banged out that day and she's like, you know what, I'm in a good mood, I'm gonna let you go on this.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, I just found out my husband was banging somebody out, you're paying $1,000.
Yeah.
Now, you know what, I'd say $3,500.
Right.
You could just make things up. This guy's showing up with tattoos on, with fucking dirty boots, I'm giving this fucker $2,000.
True.
You know, or
you didn't get started. Spam came in there looking like such a shit rat.
Your boxer.
And motherfucking no shower for 15 days.
Your shirt's see-through. I can see your nipples.
Him sweatshirt. Then I say, Bam, you better put something better on. He puts on like a sheer see-through. He's like, I have a button down in the car. Jesse comes dressed up in a fucking suit. He looks like a yam in a fucking suit.
It's like an Amish man with a suit.
A sweet potato in a suit. And then Jess is all there dressed nice. Bam comes in and puts on a button down. The button down is sheer. You can see through it and see all the fucking tattoos through it.
And it actually says...
She didn't give a fuck.
It says on my shirt, enough of the gruff in a marker. And then my pants say Taliban on it.
Oh, man.
She didn't give a fuck, man. She's used to it. New Hope's got a lot of colorful characters.
Yeah.
You know, but it's about the incident. It's not about what you're wearing. She didn't take that route.
So, you called his girlfriend a bitch and a slut and a whore, and then he called you a motherfucker, and then she drank your shot, and then you spit on her, and then he dumped hot wax on you, and then you guys ran out and arguing, and then he shot you in thank God, the shoulder, because if it would have been your heart, you'd been dead, but now you just have a bullet hole on your shoulder. It's just like, fuck the arguing. Fuck who called who what. He shot me.
But you'd be a guy with a bullet hole and a disorderly conduct ticket.
Exactly. Like,
but if it was with a gun, you're
fuck disorderly conduct. Fuck who's arguing outside. Fuck who's arguing inside. You shot me with a gun.
Running someone over just as dangerous.
Yeah, but you shot me with a gun. It's like, okay, but it wasn't. You got shot in the shoulder, and thank God you're okay. But all in all, you were loud outside. Now you're getting disorderly conduct. It's like, fuck that. He shot me.
Right. Like, that's what you said. You're right before you got run over.
It's unbelievable.
The fact is, you'd still be the shot guy with a disorderly conduct charge.
How is this right?
He's supposed to be the victim, is what he's saying.
It's average. You told them you did what was in the ticket. It's a traffic ticket.
And the argument started, by not me being like, yo, bitch, no. It started by me going, woo!
At a rock concert.
Woo! Pipe down. No, not pipe down.
One question the judge did keep asking is, what band was it?
I know!
How is that, bro?
I know, she kept asking that.
What band was it? How?
Every witness.
You're if I say Megadeth or Blues Traveler, does that matter?
I don't know how that question matters.
She's like, oh, what if she's like, oh, I like Megadeth, which is like, it's the Galvadan, you're free.
Oh, so.
When you said it was Mickey Wayne, oh, cool.
Yeah. So you two scumbags were at a Megadeth concert? Megadeth. I'm sorry, ma'am, it was Blues Traveler. Oh, thank God, okay.
Well, you're free to go.
I thought you two were those Megadeth people. No, it was actually Blues Traveler, ma'am. Okay, I like blues. Okay, cool. I like the Blues Traveler.
You're lucky it wasn't Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Let me smell your feet.
What if it was just like, so what band?
You're going to jail.
So what band was it? My buddy's band. It's called Black Calgar. You went to see Black Calgar. They suck. You have that kind of taste in music.
Yeah. Well, been screaming. Should have been cheering.
If you cheered to that band, then you deserve a ticket for that alone.
Why Black Calgar?
I was just coming up with a band name.
I like Black Calgar. I would have never said that.
Hannah's pissed and shit right now.
No, they're good. They were practicing at the barn.
Yeah, they sound great.
They opened up for CKY a bunch.
Well, it's Mark Hanna's band, and he's like the best fucking dude around.
They were practicing in the barn, and they were fucking really good, but every time that I'm going to go out and intro CKY, I don't want people to see my face until I go out. So I never watch first because I feel like I'm going to ruin the first impression or whatever.
Well, that's part of a good show, man.
So I'm always back in the CKY room while Black Calgar is playing, so I never got to actually watch them live until they played in the...
Well, they did just record a new album. Do you want to play it, Jack? Hannah brought us the CD.
Fucking A right.
Track 3 is the best track.
Let's do it.
All right, track 3, Black Calgar. Mark Hanna's new band. Mark Hanna's the drummer and the front man, almost, actually. He doesn't sing it, but somehow Mark Hanna remains the front man all the way behind that drum set. Black Calgar. Radio Grounds Court Festival.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam faction. Woo!
All right, that's Black Cowgirl, Hannah's band.
Yeah.
And we are in New Hope right now. Just got done a court date. And now I'm off to New York. And from there, I go to Vegas, Arizona, and San Diego for an appearance. And listen to this. Adam asked me who I want to go, and I said, well, Red Mohawk for sure to take photos, but I'll call you back and let you know who else it's going to be, because Nikki's here, but I didn't know if where I was going to have to fly her from, because it was in like a week from then. So I said I'd let him know. So when I call, I had Phil call, and he says that it's not in the budget to fly her because Mohawk and Louie are going. And I go, I never, ever, ever approved Louie to go. How did this happen? And it's his assistant, Rob, who's saying this. So he's saying...
I know Rob.
Yeah. So Rob is saying that, well, Louie went on the last one, so I guess Adam just figured that... I'm like, well, Chad went on the last one. Does that mean that he's going too? Like,
No. They didn't want to pay me.
I think Louie called him up and begged to go or whatever.
That too. I mean, Louie was working on it. It's up to Louie. Like,
I never said Louie could go number one. Now it's getting taken out of my pay to get him there.
Oh.
And now I have to get Nikki a ticket to go to all this stuff.
Well, it's not supposed to come out of your pay.
You are good at that. I bought a $10,000 piece of art in Montreal. And Chad went in, and I was willing to just pay for it.
$10,000 what?
A piece of art.
Oh, art.
And he's like, you're just going to go in and pay the 10 grand? I'm like, well, that's the price. He's like, fuck no. You go in and you talk him down. I'm like, see, I'm not good at that. Like, dude, think about it. Who on this earth doesn't need money or more money?
And art doesn't really have a price.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, that's true, but I mean, of course 10 grand will help anyone out.
Yeah, big time.
Anybody.
Sure. Absolutely.
Shit, it doesn't matter if I have $4 million or $20 million,
right.
10 grand is 10 grand.
Sure. 10 grand is a lot of fucking money.
And you could have a whole bunch of fun with 10 grand. I could buy this whole place drinks all day for 10 grand and everybody would have a fucking blast. Would I want to do that if I didn't have it? No. But if somebody came up with 10 grand, you know, then everybody could have a blast. So whether you have 20 million bucks or 20 bucks, 10 grand is 10 grand anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So of course it'll help her out. A young artist or a starving artist?
Young,
starving artist.
Who makes 10 grand a fucking piece?
Well, if she's a young, starving artist, then that means that you can talk it down because she's starving.
Yeah, you should have got her burger.
Mohawk pulls that card.
Would you rather have this?
I'm a starving artist. Give me a drink.
Would you rather have this sculpture sitting there and you don't have any money, or would you rather take 5 grand for a $10,000 piece?
Sorted out, the Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for Novak. There you go. Right. Oh, hi, I'm Nikki B, and I want to play the Caesars right now. Yes.
On Radio Bam Sirius XM.
On Radio Bam Sirius XM. There you go.
Faction, baby.
Faction.
Radio Man.
We're going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
We're in New Hope right now, and it's a witch town, and I just went to Mystical Times, and I saw a potion that says, it's called Blackwater, and it says, sprinkle Blackwater on the doorstep of an unwanted neighbor. If one walks on Blackwater, they will become dissatisfied with their place of living and want to move away. Do you know how many fuckers I want to put this on their doorstep?
Just pour it all over Westchester.
Dude, first of all, the bitch who hit me in the head, with a baseball bat, she's first to get it. Then, pretty much every neighbor that I have living next to me, the township supervisor, the Urgalanis. God, like, it's probably 12 ounces of Blackwater that I have. I need a gallon of this shit. I need a full gallon. Should I pour it all over Cleveland's bed?
Oh, man.
Well,
you love me.
Plug a doorstep and pour it all over Cleveland's bed. He'll sleep in it.
You already put green paint all over the
for
bed.
For $7, what you bought was a mix of water, main ingredient, Triton X.
Ooh, what's that?
I don't know why.
That's the shit that makes people want to leave.
Why add the water when you just give them the Triton X? Okay, water, Triton X, fragrance, not needed, alcohol, 39, and black coloring.
So it doesn't say how much per neighbor.
Does it smell like vacancy?
Probably the more you put on it, the more they're going to want to go.
Like, if you just rub shit on their doorstep every morning, it would always smell like shit outside for them, too.
Well, that's true, but I figure for $7, I'll take my chances.
It's fun. That's what these things are. They're called novelty gifts.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But what if it works?
If you believe something will work big enough.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Like, you might think it's one big, great, big joke, but, like, the people of New Hope... What's that? The people of New Hope think... Or it might be true, but like there are witches here, and they agree that if you like take a little bit of sage, take a little bit of fucking basil, and you sprinkle it in a potion of lavender, then this will happen or that will happen. And they're not kidding.
They truly believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
If I set a medium problem that I have, like they'll be dead serious. They'll be like, oh, light a blue candle and put it here and do this and do that, and then you'll see some results. You know, like, like why does it have to be a blue candle? But, like, you know.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Like, let's take a for instance. Ghost activities. How come on every show or whatever, you could always argue the fact of what happened? Like, if they have a surveillance camera and the door closes, you could always say you tied a fishing string to the other side, and you could simply do that. Or hearing a weird noise. It's called an editing system. You can put in whatever you want. I want to see like some kind of like see-through person doing something to where you cannot even for 1 second think that it could have been Photoshopped. Okay, if it's a video camera and it's your own eyes, what does your own eyes have that a video camera doesn't? It's recording what's happened.
Yeah.
Look who's talking, number two. Yeah, Bruce Willis is the voice of a baby. And they make his mouth talk. Man, I hope he got a fat paycheck for that one because that shit sucked. You know what? I hear these like ghost stories that everybody has. Like, I almost kind of wish I'd see something for myself.
We do.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
At my house, it's completely unexplainable. We were downstairs, and upstairs in the Tom Selleck room, the loudest noise happened, but it wasn't like something was falling. Like, it was
two
like...
two noises.
Yeah, it was like, boom, 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 boom.
Not one little sound.
So we go up there, and...
Nothing fell.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in there. The only thing that I could think is, oh, and then then we shut the door and put a pillow in front of it, and then when we came home, the door was open and the pillow was moved underneath the pool table.
Yeah, like 12 feet, no, like 20 feet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We looked everywhere. We walked around with axes, machetes, swords, all over the property.
When Chad grabbed an axe, I knew it was serious.
You know what happened one time,
though? You wouldn't have done that unless he was freaking.
I went outside. I went out to the deck, my deck, to smoke a cigarette, and the loudest noise happened, and it was a massive fucking raven leaving the chimney.
That is so raven.
Come on.
The way I said it, though, was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But now I'm thinking maybe it was the raven, like, nailing the fucking window, thinking that it was not closed or something.
It sounded like it was right where we
were in the house. It sounded like somebody breaking in or out.
Do you think it could have been a raven in the chimney stuck or something?
Could have been an animal.
What the fuck? Dude, I wish... I would honestly pay $2,000 to know what happened.
So many.
Can you think of a song... I know I don't like hardcore songs about the government because I think it's bullshit when a hardcore band sings about the government.
Flashbacks, the biggest pig. That was clean.
I had to put in a pig.
That was a horse.
It's a squeal. It's a pig squeal.
All
it's
right. Going. Radio Bang.
Or that. Come on, give me a break.
Sirius XM Faction. 42.
41.
41. Look at the dial.
All right. That works.
Tell us.
They're listening. They know.
Hey, there's a Facebook.
That's true.
There's a Facebook page for Radio Bam now.
Yeah,
Facebook Radio Bam official.
Yes.
Who did that?
Adamson.
Adam did.
It's awesome.
It set something up.
It's
getting nowhere for anyone to talk about this show.
Jay Adam?
No. Radio
Adam, who did the show?
Novak's manager.
Adam Barnard.
Barnyard
Adam.
All right, that's set up. Check out the Radio Bam Facebook. This is a pig. Is a pig. By the Plasmatics.
Now this song is dedicated to a special kind of person. The kind of person who's hiding under rocks and in closets wherever you go. Hiding behind the guise of respectability. The cowardly journalist who hides behind his typewriter, exploiting people who can't fight back. The assassin who strikes people by surprise. The sicky sadist who hides behind his police badge to commit crimes of violence against other people. Whatever role they're playing, these creeps are always the same. Because a pig is a pig, and that's that.
This is so true.
You can try to mesmerize them. You can drown yourself with red tools.
Another thing about court,
you like that?
Raise your right hand, da 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 da.
Swear then, on the Bible.
Yeah, on the Bible.
Why is that the
yeah, what if I never even read the Bible?
Why not just swear,
I swear on it
way.
All day long.
Swear
I'd rather,
on money.
Or
people actually care about that.
Can
right.
I bring mischief and I'll put my hand on him? I'll swear on him.
Right.
That's more truth than a Bible
bring
for me.
Bring your pet and swear on it.
What do you care about the most? My Lamborghini. All right, well, let's go out, touch your Lamborghini. Do you swear on this car? Yes, I do, ma'am. All right, let's go back in.
Yeah, they still swear on the Bible in court. That's really fucked up.
What if you're atheist? What if I was on a godly trance right now, guys? Hey, guys, listen to me. Listen to me, guys. I'm on a godly trance, so everything I'm writing is like, what makes a few thousand years ago any different than now? They sit somebody down at the podium, and I'm sitting there, and they're like, is the person that you're talking about sitting in this room right now? Like, yes, he is. Can you point him out? It was him.
And they have the point right at you.
It was him. So I'm just sitting there like, yeah. Like,
it sucks when you
yeah. Like, do you look away? Do you look at their eyes? Do you
it's
go,
the
yeah.
only time they look at you.
Yeah. I know. Dude, it really is. It really is so awkward. Like,
yeah.
Like, honest to God, like, I think, like, you'd be way more relaxed with a shot of whiskey before you go in there.
Just have it sit.
Because then you, at least you'll be a little bit loose or something. But, like, when you have to, like, point and something, is this person sitting right? It was this dude right here, right there. Yeah. And then the guy's
like, six-pack, man.
It really is. It's almost, like, worth paying the $300 to not be in court. Because I figured the principle of the deal, me getting ran over by a car,
yeah.
anything that happened prior...
You didn't file that charge.
But anything that happened prior to that doesn't matter. And I'm not... Okay. If I file that charge, what am I asking for?
Justice? You don't have to ask
him
for
him to
money.
Get in trouble would have been all it was.
Yeah, but if...
You would
if,
have to say, tell that dude to stop being such a douchebag and run people over with his car, and they'll be like, all right, well, here's the sentence for that.
Okay, well, usually it's for, like... I want money because he ran me over to the
right.
car.
It's not all about money now.
That's when it's a civil matter, not a criminal matter.
I love all the lawsuits that I have before they happen. By the way, it's not about the money, but like we want $800,000
oh
over
oh,
all
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Well, then it is about the money. No, it's not about the money, but like $80,000 will sort out the problems that you caused. I had a bunch of Skatopia skaters over here and like at my house. And a few, like, you know, random girls that they brought over and stuff. She did this thing called, like, celebritynetworth.com or whatever. And it says that I am worth $60 million.
Yeah. Worth.
I don't know how they figured this out on that website, but, like, it's so not true. And she sees that.
Yeah.
So, but she, like, tried to sit me down and say, like, she needs a fundraiser for money for a skate park in Pittsburgh where she lives. And, you know, if you could simply hand over $500,000,
yeah,
then that would be rad.
Chad,
I'm worth way more than $60,000. Think about it. If you chopped up my belly and
oh,
all my
shut
fat,
up.
Think about how much soap
it
you can make.
It always come back to me being a little
I've never
overweight.
Seen Fight Club.
Soap.
Have you seen Fight Club? They take all the fat from, and you can make so much soap.
What they did that, man.
But like, think about it. How can you simply sit somebody down?
Yeah, it was
sit somebody down
so uncomfortable.
And ask them for $500,000. Not $50, not $500, $500,000.
And they've never met you before.
And after you blew her off, she came to me and tried to do it.
Stranger.
She's like, your friend's very unapproachable. Can you please talk to him for me? You're like, no way. You're delusional.
Because
you
when anyone comes up to me and says, hey, can I talk to you for a minute about a business matter? All that
instantly
means
say,
is
no.
I need money for
right.
something.
Right.
And I don't feel like doing
yeah.
that. Okay, apparently Brad Pitt makes $20 million a movie.
Wow.
if I came up to him and said, dude, man, could you give me 500 grand? He'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, dude, it's...
If I went up to Bill Gates and said, could I have 500 grand? He'd say, fuck off.
She said, well, what There's do you think always, he has to offer? I was like, he might skate your park if you ever get it made, but that would be pushing it. That's what I said to her and walked away.
Man, man. I heard Bill Gates gives, like, millions of dollars to charity and stuff. Why don't... It would be so rad if he could, like, split it up rather than making one great big check to, like, you know, say, oh, I have to give away $40 million for charity. I'll give it to Down Syndrome, I guess.
Right.
Like, split it up, dude. Right. Give it to some skate parks. Give it to this guy. Give it to that guy.
I agree.
Give 500 grand to a whole bunch of people.
It's a tax write-off situation.
Right.
If you're trying to get a write-off, paying a bum... cash.
Well, for people who don't
it's
have
not a write-off.
Money, that's...
Think about it. We're here at John and Peter's having drinks right now. Technically, this is a write-off. So, I don't know what it is. There might be some loose wires in the car.
I put diesel
okay.
in
Okay, can I do another one of these guys? In the middle of the road, shut down, and it's all electronic. So, if that can't turn on, I can't put the car in neutral.
What if that happened on the highway at 80 miles an hour?
What if? I couldn't.
That's a nice car.
I couldn't push it. On. I couldn't push it out of the way. So it's in the middle of the road, like still. No, I had to get it. I had to get it flatbedded, and that was another problem. The car's too low to put it on a flatbed. So if you can't flatbed it and you can't tow it, what do you do? Okay, it's raining right now.
Here, I gotta grab one right now.
Why wouldn't Shipper grab
a dry... New Hope, it rains men.
Why wouldn't Shipper grab a dry chair? He grabs the wettest one possible.
Here, sit here,
Shipper, what's one of your songs off your new album?
New song? New album would be Drinking Beers, Washing Them Down.
How do you do that?
You know, well, you just chase it with a beer, you drink the beer, and then you chug it with the other beer, and you get a beer.
Do you
double fist it all the time?
Hell yeah. Got a beer in a hand, another in the other.
Where do you see the video for this song? Wasn't that fun?
I got a beer in my hand and another in the other. Yeah, actually,
drinking a beer, they're washing it down.
What happened, what fueled the idea was the local beer distributor closed down and they stuck me with a fucking keg. I went to go return it and they're fucking closed. So I'm like, well, how do I use this keg? What do I do with it? It's empty. Make a stool out of it or make a video. So I figured, well, let's make it a rocket kegger and I'll put it on my back and turn it into a rocket and I can fly away from the cops and get away from the DUI. That'd be a nice little fantasy of mine. Monday, took it for a drink on Tuesday, woo-woo, bang, pegging dick spot Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday, I was balls deep again on Sunday.
Where the fuck you guys been for the past month?
All over. Let's play Drinking Some Beers and Washing It Down by Shipbirds. Radio Bam Series 28 back.
Drinking beers and washing them down. Got a beer in my hand and another in the other. Tint my window down, drink of the color. I drink until I'm a shitty lover. Drinking beers and washing them down. Washing them down. Got beer in my hand and another in the other. Take Drinking beers and washing them down.
All right, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, and I believe that this is the end of the show. But P-Duck just arrived, and two nights ago in New Hope, we had a, it wasn't a freestyle battle, it was just a jam session. But it was pretty fucking epic, and it was to dubstep music, and I was just super, super into it. So,
talk to P-Duck.
Yeah, this is production.
P-Duck's eating all he can eat crab legs. He's got his hands full and he's still trying to crack them open while we're talking.
Yeah, you know. Production. Me and Fresh were at Chad Ginn's and we had an epic freestyle to some dubstep music. So
it's about 5 a.m. They're doing a freestyle. I recorded it on my iPhone.
You were actually playing guitar to the dubstep. You should try to edit in your guitar to their freestyle.
Not this show.
Why not?
Don't have time.
Bye. You're an ass.
I recorded this one on my iPhone. This is P-Duck and Fresh from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, doing their thing on Radio Bam Series XM 41 Cleveland.
54.
That's what I have said. Yeah.
They're listening to it. It doesn't matter what channel we tell them it is.
Well,
later.
All right, bye. You have anything to plug?
Yeah, Facebook. You can find me as Public Figure Production. And you can find Freshy at
MySpace dfresh333.
Eat fresh?
Dfresh. Dfresh333.
Subway.
Well, we're doing that with Fresh Crab Legs.
Fresh Crab Legs here in New Rock and Roll. Radio Bam.
This is a fat
Fresh Kebab. Production. You want me to go in?
Nah, dude, let me get this one first. Come on.
No doubt.
Let's go for the bar.
Let's do it.
Banning it. Banning it.
Yep.
Banning it. Banning it. Yo. Yo, yo.
It's P-Duck and Funky Fresh, come to fuck up dubstep. Here's a list of the public. I love green and pop obsessed by any means. What's next? Whole team is success. Any mic I go grab it like go gadgets on deck. My freeze leave you wounded like a Viet Cong vet. The best with the content, there ain't no contest. Guess you just messed with the wrong fresh bitches. We lay several frilly fresh up in this motherfucker. Check the pH levels. Check the treble, is your battery charged? My whole anatomy's insanity, I had to be hard. It's like vanity can't damage me, I'm now to the war. But it's like you bring a fucking cat to come and challenge a door. You don't really wanna battle with God, leave you stabbed in the abdomen in the back of your car. Hit you so hard with bars, even your manager scarred. You the first to get cut, I stay dancing with stars. I'm up on stars like the volume is high. Monophonic tone, I'm in the zone, brains all fried. It's like battles are nothing. If you came to die, it's like pain and pride can make you change your mind. My fists make you over, rearrange your eye. If Obama's name was John McCain, would you vote for his campaign and why? Slamming on beats LeBron James with mine. Frame of mind of Dirk when he spots up and aims from line. Check your age and time, you can check my stats. I contract, I'm assigned where the X is at. When I'm texting fresh, all the checks all cash. As I spaz it, Inspector Gadget and impress the pack. Check these fucking haters to the plexiglass. About to smash this bitch right here with a sexy ass. About to snipe you motherfuckers like Wesley's back. Infect the track, going hard with excess rap. Production, I will Skype you and infect your chat.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.